This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Since the 1970s, a group of determined grandmothers in Argentina has been searching for the babies their children delivered when they were prisoners of a military dictatorship. In the depravity that characterized Argentina back then, the young mothers were killed after giving birth, and the babies were given to military families to raise. Now, with the grandmothers well in their 80s, time is running out for them to retrieve their missing grandchildren. Juan Ferrero has the story of one family that's been reunited in Buenos Aires.
Liliana Fontana sang that poignant love song to pass the months in the clandestine torture center dubbed the Athletic Club. That's where suspected guerrillas and dissidents were jailed back in 1977. Investigators today believe that Fontana and her companion, Pedro Sandoval, were tortured. Then they were, quote, disappeared, probably sedated and thrown alive from a military flight over the Atlantic. But before Liliana died, she left someone behind, a baby boy with big oval eyes. Today, he's Alejandro Sandoval Fontana. He says his life has been good, that he'd been raised with love and affection by Victor Rey and Alicia Arteach in a leafy Buenos Aires suburb. Then came the grandmothers. Their organization, Grandmothers of the Plaza de Mayo, gets anonymous tips about young people believed to be the children of the disappeared. And then they use investigators and court orders to find the truth. In Alejandro's case, they convinced a judge to order a raid to obtain his DNA. And with that, they determined he was not Victor Rey's son, but Pedro and Liliana's.
¿Qué pasó con ellos? ¿Dónde están ellos?
Alejandro had been told he was adopted, but says he never thought to ask about his biological parents or what happened to them. He now says he was torn between loyalty to the couple that had raised him and the truth about his parents' fate. But the truth began to gnaw at him. Investigators learned that Victor Rey had been a military intelligence officer in the dictatorship. He was charged with kidnapping and last year was convicted, never fully explaining in his trial how Alejandro had wound up in his care. Alain Yude, a lawyer for the grandmothers group, says the Victor Rey case is one of many that shows the theft of babies was systematic.
For me, it's impossible to imagine something more evil than this.
The grandmothers believe 500 babies were stolen. In recent years, 100 of them, now adults in their 30s, have been found. Among those still searching for her grandchildren is Elsa Sanchez de Oesterheld, who is 85. Her four young daughters, all members of the guerrilla group Montoneros, were killed, and two of them, it's now believed, gave birth during their detention. She looks through a picture book featuring her smiling daughters. Their loss, she says, has left her emotionally mutilated. What's kept her going is the hope that she'll be reunited with her missing grandchildren. But she also says time is running out.
It's like a lottery, and I don't know if I'm going to live to see the day that they find him, if they find him.
Across the city, archaeology students are excavating under a highway. The objective is to restore what was once the Athletic Club torture center, so Argentines don't forget, says one of the archaeology students, Gaston Duro. Duro says 1,500 political prisoners passed through in 1977, with one scrawling, "Help me, Lord," on a wall that's been recovered. Delia Barrera is among the few survivors and has clear memories of Liliana Fontana and Pedro Sandoval. She remembers how they sang to each other and how the guards used them to clean the bathrooms. She also remembers the day Fontana hugged her goodbye when Barrera was released. Barrera says she could feel the baby Fontana was carrying. Fontana was 20 years old, with blonde hair and big oval eyes, and she had no idea what her captors had in store for her. By 1978, she was dead, and her baby was in the hands of Victor Rey. Fontana's mother, of course, never knew for sure what happened to her daughter. But Clelia de Arbe de Fontana says she was always certain the baby had survived.
I searched and searched. I went everywhere, and I asked,
Fontana de Arbe says finding Alejandro has not taken away the pain of losing a daughter.
Pero bueno, lo encontramos.
Still, she says, we found him. My daughter would be happy. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.